My mind is peace, directed by the divine within. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. My mind is peace, directed by the divine within. All of us have an opportunity to be at peace if we wish. We have an opportunity to take the trials and tribulations of the world and just set them aside for a little while, or permanently. But we want to hold on to these problems because they're fun. They're exciting. One problem, we'll say, is the lutcher. This is the little teething ring that a child is given, or what do you call them, the pacifier. The children are given pacifiers so that they shut up and so that they don't scream and holler and so they don't try to get attention, because children should be seen and not heard. Well, let's take all the pacifiers in the world and get rid of them. And in the place of the pacifier, put the truth. Now, the truth takes a lot of bother, a lot of concern. But a pacifier is a simple thing. You jam it in the kid's mouth and he lutches on it and forgets to be unhappy. He's got the nipple to work with. And it's a very unfortunate thing, because it's telling children at a very early age that they're to be seen and not heard. And of course, it's continued with that comment as the child grows older. And even as a teenager has no right to say anything. And the teenager is not a member of the family. The mother and father are the ruling king and queen of the family, and the teenager has nothing to say in the family affairs. And not that the teenager is right or wrong, but he's a member of the family. Now, if as little children we were to raise them and say, what is it you have? What is it that concerns you? Why are you crying? You know, well, what do you want? And no, that's not acceptable. I cannot give that to you, but I love you. And you see, starting out with that attitude, first what happens? The parent changes their attitude. The parent is balanced. The parents doesn't say, "You damn kid, shut up," you know, and get angry at them and want to hit them and hurt them. This happens. But that's only because the parent is angry at itself. Now, if the parent learns balance, which is hard to learn because we've never been trained in this, but if a parent learns peace and begins to listen to the divine within, they'll realize that, hey, I gave this child birth. I gave this child life to come on this globe, and now I'm going to give this child training and understanding and love. And it may not always be easy, but I'm going to do that. And then as the mother and father treat the child like a person, like a real human being or even a divine being, they are treating themselves like a divine being. They're saying, yes, you have a right to be heard. Now, I have a right to have peace and quiet, so I see you fulfilled. I see you peaceful. I don't just jam a lutcher in your face, you know, a pacifier. I just say, hey, peace. Now, little babies are in their cribs or in their playpens and so forth, and they amuse themselves with something. They sit there for hours without a lutcher, without their security blanket, without these stupid things that they become attached to and limit them. And they enjoy participating in life and doing what they're doing and playing with their toys and other things. But this constant lutcher that goes back to the nipple, that goes back to the mother, that goes back to being protected by the mother and being part of the mother and so forth. And that is not the thing. The same with the blanket, you know. That's your cuddly blanket and stuff. Now, I'm not saying we should take them all away, but I am saying we should take them all away. But in their place, from day one, really, in their place should come a parent who is a parent and lives up to the word parent, which means to take care of, to train, to teach, to love, to take care of the child. Now, what does a parent have to do in taking care of the child? Well, I will ask any of you, what's the first thing a parent must give to a child?
Love.
That's it. Now, is that so hard? Now, what is love? Is love that the parent wants it back from the kid? Or is it love that's given without asking for it in return? Mm-hmm. Without asking for the child to quiet down, without asking for the child to be subservient to the parent. Now, that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Now, when that mature love is given, and mature love doesn't ask for love in return, it just gives, then the child learns mature love. The child learns unconditional loving without expecting something in return. And what a family if the husband, the wife, and the children are all unconditionally loving. Wow. Not expecting something back. I'm going to give you something because it's your birthday. In our family, we were on commission a lot of time with real estate and other activities that I was in. And so when I'd sell a house or I'd sell a property, we had a bundle of money. We could pay all our bills. And when it wasn't there, we couldn't do that. I'd put money aside so we could do that. But the money that was aside was always like, hey, we got that. We got that. And I said, no, we don't got that. That is to make the payments on things that we're doing, you know. And I explained it to Faith and to Mark. And it wasn't always acceptable, but I explained it. And I said, now I'm not going to give you a present on your birthday. I'm not going to give you a present for Christmas. I'm not going to give you a present for any special days. I'm just going to give you presents whenever we make a sale and we'll have a party. And that will be our birthday party or our Christmas party, because that's when we have the money to go and see a show and buy some new clothes or do something that we need to do, you know. And so, you see, they weren't beholden to ceremonies and anniversaries and parties and things like that, that were birthday parties, what have you. We recognized it with a cake and stuff like that on a birthday, but no wonderful gifts. They knew the wonderful gifts would come as the sales were made. Mm-hmm. And so who was on my side for making sales? They were. You know? Now, we had a nice together family that really cared about, you know, working together. But this is what parents do with children. If they involve the children in the activity of the home, in the style of the home. Another family, they're very rich, and money is not the point. There, it's a matter of how much time, quality time, can you spend with your children. The poor people maybe have no money, but they try to spend quality time, and that's the ideal. They don't always do that. But you see, that's the divine. When you are at peace within yourself, then the divine in you just flows forth in wonderful fashion. How much time do you take in talking to your children saying peace? You go to your room and you face the corner and until you... No, that's not the point. No. What you just did was not very nice. Now, do you want to explain why you did this? Or what benefit do you think there is? And be very peaceful about it. Not vindictive, not judgmental about it, but very peaceful. And act to the child, whatever their age may be. 2 years old, 5 years old, 15 years old, 50 years old. Doesn't matter. What do you think? You see, once you have made a threat, you have put yourself out of the love park, because then whatever is done to mollify the threat, to make the threat seem less terrible. And it'll never be forgotten. If you don't love me, I'm going to kill myself. You know, you've heard people say that. We have people right now in our prayer treatment list who are saying that silly thing. And so you just say to them, I love you, regardless of whether you kill yourself or not. I love you, even if you think that you have to make such a strong statement. But hey, you don't. I love you. And you don't hate them because they're threatening you this way. You would hate yourself for allowing yourself to be threatened, you know, to be touched by the threat. I mean, the big boys can come up and say, "We're going to beat you up, kid." And the kid says, "Go ahead. I still like you guys. By the way, you know, there's a new game over here, Forgotten." You know, teach the children to stand up for it. They don't need to get beaten up. They don't need to get pummeled by the other kids, but they stand up to them. Not that they say, "I'm going to hit you." Just say, "Well, if that's what you must do, go ahead. But hey, let's play this game over here, you know. Let's to divert their mind." They merely want something to play. It's a game. And in playing the game, what do they do? What do they do? Did they pacify. Like to be hurt?
Pacify.
That's a pacifier. That's right. It's a pacifier. And if the game can be a structured game, then that's even better, because then great blessings come out of it. Well, think about these things. My mind is peace directed by the divine within. Now, how can our mind be peace? Our mind is peace when we start training ourselves. Now, let's just acknowledge the fact that none of us were brought up by the ideal parent. We're brought up by nice parents. You know, we've learned to love them, even how inadequate they were. They didn't go to parent school, you know, and learn all about being a parent. And we didn't go to kid school and learn all about being kids. But they did what they did, and we are what we are. But where do we go from here? From here we say, "I am peace." We say, "I am peace, and I am peace following the divine within me. I'm living the divine within me. I am a happy, wonderful person." And when you, for instance, as I walk the path, and I'm saying to myself, "I am peace." This morning was kind of a fun walk on the path. I woke up at 1 o'clock, and I didn't go back to sleep. I had slept for maybe about 4 hours or so. And I thought, okay, so I'll take my walk. So I got up, went outside, and there was a chill in the air. It wasn't a bad chill, but it was a chill. And so I went outside, and I had a very nice walk. And as I walked, I was thinking, "I am peace. I am peace. I am peace." And while I was saying, "I am peace," a chilly breeze would blow down from the mountain. And then I'd turn a corner, and then a warm breeze would come down. And I'd say, "Hey, that's nice." And as I said, "Hey, that's nice," the warm breeze felt so great. I thought, "Oh boy, it's going to be a Santana today." And then I turned another corner, and it was a cold breeze again. And I turned another corner, and it was warm. And as I came up to the valley up here, going up to the waterfall, oh, it was just roaring out a storm of wonderful warm air. And I thought, "I'm just going to sit here and enjoy this." But I didn't have any chair there. But so I just enjoyed it for a second or two as I stood there thinking, "Isn't that lovely?" You see, we don't know when the cool breeze is going to come, or when the warm breeze is going to come, or when anything is going to come. We can look up at the sky and say, "Hey, it looks like rain." We don't say it is rain. We say it is rain when it comes down. But then it stops. And we say, "Hey, look, it's raining." And then everybody comes outside, "No, it isn't." It stopped. But they believe us because they know that's the way the weather acts, that it'll come down and then not come down. Well, when your mind is at peace, directed by the divine within, you don't have to prove anything to anybody. You just look at life and look at the weather and look at everything and just take it as it is and enjoy it for what it is and not expect it to be something that it's not. I know for me with children, I've treated all of them like people, like adults. And I would tell them, "Hey, time for bed. You go to bed now. Do these things. They didn't like that because they were missing out on adult talk. And I said, no, time to go to bed. And they went to bed. And then these kids were growing up and doing other things, I said, hey, the food that you eat up here on the mountain is blessed food. It's above the fog, above the smog, above the pollution air. It's so pure up here. And when you eat this, you're going to feel great. And they did. And as I talked to them, I didn't say, you eat it because I told you to eat it, and you're going to eat it. Now, you see, that's the kind of thing we get at the table, mostly from our parents. But when you take a person who really loves unconditionally, they will take the time to treat the other person like a human being, treat the other person like a divine being, and respect their way of looking at things too, but also show them another way. And when you show them another way, saying, hey, up on the mountain here, everything is pure and beautiful and good, go for it, then those things happen. This is a peaceful way to do it. And when you have your mind at peace, you have the divine working in you very thoroughly. So today we say, Lenny, old boy, I see you as a master. And I see you making the biggest change in your life of being a responsible, wonderful being, because you don't want something that doesn't belong to you, and you will always agree to pay it back. That's why there's so many bankruptcies in the world. People think, yeah, I can take a bankruptcy and I don't have to pay it back. I don't have to be responsible. And then they're not. But you are. Because all your life, you're going to remember that one time or many times when you didn't pay back the things that you should have, that you ran out on responsibility. And the people you ran out on, they just say, a flake. But you have it in your heart that you didn't fulfill it. But today, you can turn over a new leaf. You can be at peace. And you can be sincere. And you can be honest with yourself and your world. So I see that for all of us now. And I see it done in our world, in our heart. My mind is peace directed by the divine within at all times. I love you, I love you, I love you.